Russia has unleashed a barrage of missiles, striking multiple targets across Ukraine. For the first time in 2 weeks, at least 20 people have been killed in the central city of Dnipro, where rockets hit two residential buildings. That's according to the governor. At least 60 were reported injured. Rescue teams are searching for survivors in the rubble. Strikes were also reported in Kyiv and the western city of Lviv. One rocket left a huge crater in a village near the capital. The missile attacks hit power infrastructure, resulting in major blackouts across the country. Natasha Butler joins us now live from Kyiv. It's morning there. Is the scale of destruction from the overnight attacks becoming clearer?
Well, it is indeed. And, you know, every minute, every hour really counts as rescue teams continue to sift through the rubble underneath that apartment block in Dnipro that was hit by a Russian missile on Saturday, destroyed pretty much. I mean, we saw it aflame. Now, what they say is that they've managed to pull out dozens of people alive, including a three-year-old girl. But sadly, we know now that local officials are saying at least 20 people have been killed, including a teenage girl. So very sad and grim scenes there indeed. It's particularly difficult work for the rescuers because they're having to work in very cold conditions, often without enough electricity or in the night enough light because of the ongoing power shortages. Now, the attack in Dnipro was part, though, of a wider picture. There was a wave of missile attacks across Ukraine on Saturday, including here in the capital, Kyiv. We certainly heard a series of explosions, and those attacks were mainly targeting infrastructure, power infrastructure. That's according to Ukrainian officials who say that a number of facilities were hit. They, of course, will be now looking to try and repair those facilities, restore some of the power and electricity, but it's going to take time. So what they're saying is that they are putting in place a number of emergency outages over the next few weeks. But they say, look, many people across Ukraine will be facing, in terms of electricity and power, a very difficult few days ahead.
And we've also been hearing those reports about Western countries will start sending tanks. Are we getting any kind of reaction or comment from Ukrainian officials, from the Ukrainian president on that?
Well, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly address, he talked about Dnipro. He paid tribute to the people who are working so hard to rescue people and said everything will be done to rescue every last person, every survivor possible. And he said, look, this is just another example of what he called Russian terrorism. And the way to stop these kind of attacks, he says, is by sending more weapons. Now, we know that Britain has confirmed that it will send some of its Challenger 2 tanks. Zelensky has welcomed that, and he's certainly going to hope that that paves the way for other Western powers to also send tanks. We know, for example, that countries like Poland are willing to send their German-built Leopard tanks, but that has to be signed off by Germany. Germany so far has been quite reluctant to sign off on European powers sending their German-built tanks because they're worried that that's going to send the wrong sign to Moscow, that it's going to escalate the conflict. But there's certainly more and more pressure building. The fact that the UK has decided to send these tanks, I think we'll certainly see other Western powers following suit in the next days.
All right, thanks so much, Natasha Butler.